From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Kansas City's fastest growing company is poised for even more explosive growth. Heartland Health Monitor's Dan Margulies explains.
Cerner Corporation on Wednesday won what may be the biggest health IT bid ever awarded, a 10-year contract worth $4.3 billion to upgrade the Defense Department's health records at the DoD's 55 hospitals and more than 600 clinics worldwide. The contract covers about 9.5 million Defense Department beneficiaries and more than 205,000 medical providers, according to the DoD. The system will have to be capable of interacting with the Department of Veteran Affairs' separate health record system. The award is a huge coup for Cerner, which teamed up with three other companies and beat out arch-rival Epic Systems for the contract. Dan Margulies, Heartland Health Monitor.
State Senator Scott Sifton says he's dropping out of the race for Missouri Attorney General in 2016 and instead will seek re-election to his Senate seat. He had faced a potential primary race against fellow Democrat and St. Louis County Assessor Jake Zimmerman. Zimmerman had nearly twice as much money to spend on a campaign than Sifton did as of June 30th. The Missouri Attorney General's office will be open next year because Democratic incumbent Chris Koster has said he plans to run for governor. Two Republicans have also announced their candidacies for Attorney General. Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia and Columbia Attorney Josh Howley are also running. A City of Ferguson spokesman says a commotion involving dozens of people broke out at a town hall meeting. Jeff Smalls tells the St. Louis Post-Dispatch 20 to 30 protesters seeking a recall of Mayor James Knowles III clashed with supporters of Knowles during a meeting at the Ferguson Community Center. He says both sides made allegations of assault, though no one reported an injury. The newspaper reports at least three arrests were made, but two people were released in the parking lot. Knowles, who's white, has been criticized for comments he made after last August's shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown, who was black and unarmed, by a white police officer. He said he has no plans to step down. Governor Jay Nixon says he'll appoint former state senator Maida Coleman to a panel of utility regulators. Nixon announced yesterday he wants the St. Louis Democrat to serve on the Public Service Commission starting August 10th. The panel oversees public utilities such as water and electricity. Coleman's appointment must be confirmed by the Senate. She's set to replace current commission chairman Robert Kinney, who served on the panel since July of 2009. His term is up in August. Coleman currently is director of the State Office of Community Engagement. Nixon created the office in September of 2014 in the wake of protests after a white policeman shot a black 18-year-old in Ferguson. Deputy Director and former St. Louis City Municipal Judge Marvin Teer will replace Coleman. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.